Hey everybody, how you doing this Throwback Thursday? It's Styles here, and I'm hanging out with a couple of friends. I got Nevaeh, Lady Rocks, Mr. Rocks, and Siege, of course, here up in the Rocker Rossi main compound, and we are hanging out on a Thursday night. How's it going, Nevaeh?
Good.
Good? That's it? Nothing else to say to the world?
Hello, world.
You know, my son said that once in an interview. It was really cool. Lady Rocks, how's it going?
It's going great.
How's the art going?
Art is going really good.
Can you tell us a little bit about your art style and what you do?
I do embellishments, so I'll pretty much embellish anything.
Well, she'll make it bling, like, seriously, dude. It's so awesome. She gave me something for my birthday. It was
a Cocapelli.
It was this little awesome, like, blinged out little dude that's in my recording studio right here at Rocker Rossi, and I love that, by the way. Siege, what's up?
Oh, same old, another day, another dollar.
Another day, another dollar. I'll take a few dollars for just part of a day, but how's it going, Mr. Rocks?
Oh, great. So happy to be part of the band and everything. We really rocked it last night, and hopefully Sunday we're going to kill it.
Yeah, so Jeff Rocks has jumped in head first to jamming with M2M, and he's just as crazy as the rest of us. So what we're going to do next is probably see about getting you guys a little sneak peek of some live stuff from either the Rogue Bar or the Independent Distillery. And yeah, rumor does have it, I heard there's going to get a little bit of loco this Sunday with Method to the Madness back at House of Bards. The Bard herself will be playing the stage Sunday if you're going to check that out. I'm not the hostess with the mostest this time, but I damn sure will be rocking you. So stay tuned. We're going to pick some tunes tonight. Throwback Thursday. Let's go old school, people. You heard it first from your girl, Stels. Ciao, ciao. Okay, so we were just talking about this band, The Zombies, and you guys were talking about something that I was so silly. I thought they were saying Eric Cartman was the singer, but what's going on, guys?
No. Jeff thought that Eric Carmen was in The Zombies, but no, he was in the I get the group wrong.
The Zombies or the Cranberries?
I was going to say the Cranberries.
Because
the Zombie, yeah.
He was in the Raspberries. Raspberries, which is nothing like Zombies. Yeah. I don't know why you confused it. Yeah. Okay, Siege.
It's a head injury, I think.
A head injury? Yeah. Oh, I was thinking he was confusing zombies with raspberries. He didn't hit his.
But leave it to me to mess this up again.
I'm so lost. Okay.
It's one of those days, guys.
Yeah, it's totally. And you know what? It was supposed to be like some kind of eclipse today, so I blame the moon. But anyway, we're chilling at Rocker Rossi watching a killer view, picking songs now. You picked Katy Perry's Roar, Nevaeh. Why?
Because I like Katy Perry.
So she likes Katy Perry. Nevaeh is Jeff and Rock, Cindy Rocks' lovely daughter, and this is like one of the most awesome kids, aside from my awesome kid, Drax, that you will ever meet. I love this little girl. She's just like serious chutzpah. And one of the things is that things are just kind of heating up. We'll probably see if we can get Drax on air later. So, Lady Rocks, you picked 1,000 Years because of a sentimental reason, right?
Right.
So this was because?
Because it's mine and Jeff's song that I picked for us.
They are total sweethearts. I was the actual minister at their wedding, by the way, which was really cool. It was truly a wedding that rocked. I'm coming in with the choice by City and Color, Coming Home, because we had to come home tonight, and I just thought it was ironic to just say Coming Home. City and Color is a really great band that I like listening to with a really good acoustic feel. Later tonight, speaking of good bands, we're going to play some Madness on air for you guys, and another band I want to introduce you to, one of my local pals, Mr. Robert Carlson's band, 0 Miles to Empty. They're going to be playing the show at House of Bards this Sunday. Come show us some mad T-Town love. If you want to go to the show, let me know. Find us on Facebook. Check out our page and see what's going on with that. Siege, explain what your choice was and why, sir.
Oh, I like Casey Musgraves.
Okay.
She's cool. She's got this, you know, I don't care what you think attitude, and especially in country music, that's awesome. And I kind of like her older stuff compared to what she has out now, so that's why I picked Follow Your Arrow.
So, like, people in country are supposed to care? I thought nobody in country music cared. That's why they were pure country. I don't think any of them care. And there are dudes like, my mama left me, my wife ran away, my dog died, I lost my job. I don't think they care. I don't think they care anymore. Jeff, can you want to explain your song choice?
Yeah, it was The Zombies, Tell Her No. I just like that song. It's well written. It's well performed and well, you know, arranged. Guy's got a great voice. Wish I had his voice, I'll tell you that.
So that's our first sound round. We're going to go ahead and pick it up a little bit. We started off mellow. We don't want to scare y'all away. So stay tuned. I hope you stay. And I hope to see some of you lovely people at the House of Bards on Sunday, because I heard madness is about to get loco around 5:45. You know what I mean? Okay, come on and see me, guys. We'd love to have you there. Okay, so we're going to kind of wrap up the first part of this segment tonight because Nevaeh's got to go to sleep. But we're going to let her pick the last couple of songs because it's a little girl's choice. Okay, so we're going to pick some songs, right, sweetie?
Okay.
Say bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay, bye-bye.